This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Statutory changes to the CWA must be submitted to Congress for legislative action, and regulatory changes require a notice and comment rulemaking, according to the Administrative Procedure Act. The guidance developed jointly by EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers was sent to the White House for final review in February over industry, congressional, and state objections. The document is intended to clarify legal uncertainty stemming from competing Supreme Court opinions on which marginal waters are subject to regulation under the law.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The logic is that even though damaging or polluting a small tributary stream may have little effect on the overall health of a large waterway, the damaging or polluting of all streams would have an impact. Therefore, even small tributary streams and wetlands should be afforded protection based on the value that others like them tend to be the total watershed.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Industry groups and other critics charge that key provisions in the guidance are at odds with past Supreme Court precedents and the CWA. State and local governments charge that the guidance could impose huge new unfunded mandates, undermining a host of local water quality control programs. In Congress, lawmakers unsuccessfully pushed amendments to various EPA spending bills seeking to block the guidance. Earlier, it was thought that EPA intended to issue the guidance as an interim. EPA, however, stated that it is a final guidance, not interim. If finalized, the policy could have broad implications in stream and wetland protection and on the agriculture, home building, mining, and oil industries, all of which have cited the fragile economic recovery in pressing the White House to exercise regulatory restraint.